Now, coming up next week at the Brentwood Theatre, there's a recital of poetry written by Paul Dawling and recited by Dave Jones. It's called A Crossing, and with me now is Paul and Dave to tell us a little bit more about it. Welcome, gents.
Hello.
Hi there, Bob.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in today. You described this as a... hang on, I've lost it a little bit. There it is. A journey within and without. Now, that's very intriguing. I'm looking to find out more. We'll come on to that in a minute. Perhaps you could both tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you first met.
We first met in Worley Hospital.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
And we just formed a good friendship from that point on. And it was really, I think, when was it, Dave? Maybe last year, I ran three poems that I had briefly written, very small stanzas, past Dave. And Dave was always reciting them back to me, which was a process I really enjoyed. And the whole project, we just thought, should we take it to another level?
Right, okay.
You know, and it's just out of really myself enjoying Dave's reciting.
Okay, Sorry, Dave.
Well, I just love the words in the poems. Paul is a singer-songwriter, and a lot of the fluency that you get in his songs are repeated in the poems. And I was struck by how very similar they are to very early 19th century poetry, people like Blake and Byron and so on. Although they're very modern in feel, they do have that rather romantic edge about them. And so I try to read them to a certain extent, given that in mind.
Okay, well, we're going to have an example of one in a little while, aren't we? But first of all, Paul, the theme of these poems, am I right to guess they're possibly about your battle with your mental health?
I don't regard that as a battle.
Right,
I have
okay.
to first and foremostly.
Okay.
I think you can at times view it in error as a battle.
Okay.
But the poems aren't specifically about mental health. They're about what themes you go through in one's life, how okay. things affect you, and inner journeying as well.
Okay, so they're relevant to everybody, really.
Hopefully.
All right, yeah. Okay. Well, perhaps we could get a flavour of one of those now. Could you recite one of us for us, Dave? Yeah?
Yes, thanks,
Thank
Bob.
You.
A room in a house. An opaque dawn, the lonely grass, a reason to live, cover your eyes from the blast. An opaque dawn, the dying fawn, love to give, peace at last. An opaque dawn, the bloody past, my eyes full of tears, I see monuments. An opaque dawn, the blessed omen. Who's scared? Creeping snow. An opaque dawn, the dancing star, eliminated now, ever so far.
Well, very powerful, yeah. So what was your inspiration for that, Paul?
It was basically based on a dreamlike interpretation of imagery that came through my mind at the time.
Right.
It covers quite a lot of themes in the words itself, and people can gather that from their own interpretation of the words themselves. But as a kind of feudality of war, imposing or encroaching threat of nuclear threat,
right.
You know, how that would be if it actually occurred, but also some personal stuff mixed up in there as well.
Right, okay. It might seem a silly question, but why do you write poetry?
Mainly because of this man to my right,
okay.
Dave.
Yeah. But do you find it sort of, it helps you?
I would say I love words
yeah.
and what you can express with words and how magical the process can be. So, yeah, but mainly it is due to loving Dave recite them back.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Now, Dave, you are, or were, I'm not sure, a school teacher, I believe. What did you teach?
I taught art for about 30 years.
Right.
And worked in different schools.
Yeah, so is poetry something you've always been interested in?
Yes, it certainly is. I was inspired by it when I was at school. yeah. as a pupil, and always loved listening to people reciting poetry. My Welsh background inspires me to do that. I mean, you know, the Welsh are incredibly interested and involved in public readings of poetry and so on.
Yeah.
So I've always been kind of steeped in it. I also use poetry as a starting point for some of my art lessons, you know.
Okay.
Because poems can actually create visual imagery.
Yeah.
And you can use that visual imagery and, you know, sort of interpret that in whatever way. I mean, I certainly feel that in Paul's poems, they are incredibly visual. I mean, some of the, you know, some of the words that he uses definitely does inspire you to think about, you know, what it means, what does the word actually imply, and so on. But some of it is just very beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't be reading it if I wasn't absolutely sure that this is new. It's very new poetry, although I did say it had its background in 19th century Romantic poetry.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very modern and very, very much of today. And you were speaking to Paul earlier on about it's almost it does, obviously there are personal things involved here.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think they're universal in the sense that you know, these things do affect everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, sorrow, loss.
Absolutely, yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, happiness, which is in the poetry as well. You know, there's quite a variety of different things going on.
Yeah. Now, of course, you'll be reciting these poems.
Yeah.
It will be a performance. Have you done a lot of performing in the past?
Yes, but the point is I consider myself as a school teacher to be performing every day. You know,
right.
I always had
groups
of people. And I had to, I mean, I taught mostly in the 70s, 80s and 90s. You know, I'm not sure what it's like now, but in my day, certainly it was a great benefit to be able to entertain children and to make sure that they were, that they concentrated and so on, you know. So I always used my communication skills, if you had to call it, to do that, you know, to get ideas across and so on.
Sure.
So this is all I'm really doing now, really.
Okay. Well, you're now doing a one-man performance.
Yes,
of
great.
This. Yeah, very, very good. So give us a sort of description of what's going to happen at the Brentwood Theatre. You describe it as being very minimal.
Yeah,
it's going to be a very minimal, traditional, minimal set, not hardly any set.
Right.
Single spotlight on Dave. Very traditional approach to it, to let people just concentrate on the words themselves, really, and Dave's delivery.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, perhaps you can give us another example in just a moment, but let's run over the details. It's actually on the 13th of September, which is next week. Isn't it? What day next
Tuesday.
Week? It's Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday at the Brentwood Theatre. It starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are £10. It's a very minimal recital covering 40 short poems spanning round about an hour. And it's basically Dave on the stage with a spotlight on you. Is that right? Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. All right, lovely. Well, I hope it goes really well for you.
Brilliant.
You get lots of people along.
Thank you.
And perhaps we could just finish with another recital of one of the poems, yeah?
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Dave.
Search. For in the night there comes a song that no one should belong, that no one should belong. For in the night there comes a song that no one should belong, that no one should belong. For if I stay, there was no end. It went on for miles, days. It consumed all. It never stopped. It never stopped. Suddenly a light. Suddenly a light. Away, but ever so close. A walking ghost. Amongst the pages, words that swirl, as all arose before me, then stopped.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dave Jones and Paul Dorling. And as I say, good luck next Tuesday at the Brentwood Theatre, 8 p.m., tickets £10. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, Bob.